It's 1 o'clock straight up. This is KXCI Tucson Real People, Real Radio. And as promised, I have a friend and guest here in the studio. John Koyman is with me. Hi, John. You there?
Hi, Ruby.
Hi. Good to see you again, as always.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Well, let's take care of the immediate business. John's here because he has a brand new CD out. First one in 3 years. Right?
About three and a half years.
Okay, uh-huh. First one in 3 years. We've been waiting for that, you know. We've all been waiting for
that. Well, me too.
So it's called Under the Sun. And again, let's just take care of the business portion of this. And you're having a CD release party next Saturday.
Yes, October 26th, down at the Congress Hotel.
And it's outdoors.
Plaza. It's going to be outside the outdoor show. Beautiful. And it's part of their... the series that David Slutz and Susan Holden designed as a kind of a collaboration between the Rhythm and Roots concert series and the great Congress Hotel. And they've got, right now, they put in a brand new stage out on the plaza and a new sound system, which
yes.
is awesome, really awesome. And
We like that.
So I played with... a few shows with the Rhythm and Roots concert series when Jonathan Holden was still with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really happy that Susan continued the tradition, and she's been doing some really great shows. And in fact, tonight at the Congress Hotel Plaza, End of America is playing with Ryan Hood. So that's going to be an amazing show because we know how good Ryan Hood is.
And, sure.
And End of America is a really cool new Americana group that's sort of like a reincarnation of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
I've heard that their vocal harmonies are outstanding.
Yeah,
I've not
really
heard
cool.
the band. But yeah, that's very cool. And there's another detail about your CD release party.
Yeah, one I want to talk about, and that is... the CDs, I'm going to give a free CD to anyone who donates to Voices from the Border, which is a really great nonprofit group based out of Patagonia. And their mission is to provide aid to refugees, asylum seekers, migrant families in extreme poverty. And I got introduced to them through a friend of mine, Peter Brown, who is a physician who goes down once a week and works all day on Tuesdays down there. And so they're a great organization. So for every donation to Voices from the Border, I give a free CD. And you can, if you don't have the money, you can donate $1 or $5. You don't have to like make a $20 donation or anything.
Okay.
It's just that I'm trying to raise some money for them and help them out. They have a, you know, they don't make a lot of money. It's a nonprofit group, but it's such a great cause, and they deal specifically with the migrant situation in Nogales, Sonora.
Oh my, that's a big job, isn't it?
It's yeah. a big job, and yeah. they're great people, and they will be at the show. A couple of them, Linda and India, will be there at the show and have a table, and people will be able to like do credit cards or cash or. They can even write a check.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. They can write a check. Who's
heard of that? Old school paper and pen. All right. Well, John's also here. Thank you for that information, and that's incredibly generous for you to reach out
thanks for asking me right off the bat. I hope we can bring it up again before I leave.
Can do. Your new CD called Under the Sun. Royal Verde Productions, so that's a self-produced.
It's self-produced.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's important to know because we're supporting an independent artist right here in Tucson who I read that you've been here 25 years, John. I had no idea.
Really?
It's been that long.
Oh, my God.
These time factors are just.
25 years. Well, okay. Well, we moved from LA to here in at the end of 94.
Mm.
Because we were living, when we had our son Will in 89, and we were living in Silver Lake and Echo Park in L.A., and it was my second trip back to L.A. I'd spent the entire 80s in L.A. Then we moved to Nashville for a little bit, and then back to L.A. with our son. And Echo Park and Silver Lake were ringing with gunfire every night back then. And we had one incident where we were just kind of pushed off the street by guys with machine guns, and and a precursor to a gang fight, and we thought, yeah, we don't want to live there anymore.
Not with the young.
Unless we could afford to live in Santa Monica by the beach, and we couldn't do that. So we moved to Tucson and moved down to First Avenue and 9th Street and woke up every night to a lot of gunfire.
your house was so close to the buffet. I know, because we lived right around the corner from you. It was like, okay, welcome to the hood, John.
Oh, I've got a lot of fun stories about living down in the neighborhood there.
Yeah, you wrote a great song about that whole neighborhood.
Old Town.
On your first CD. That was so sweet. I want to get to this one, though. This new one is a departure of sorts from some of your more, let's say, rock and roll style songs.
Mm-hmm.
This is a deeply felt and personal and yet universal sort of songwriting experience. And I think that's what people are responding to. I've heard this played quite a bit on the station here. And we'll play a couple songs for you folks so you can get an idea what we're talking about. But there's something different about this, John. What is that? What is that about the songwriting?
Well, I wanted to really... I don't know. I wanted to focus on my voice a lot, and my voice works best when it's really super personal, and I'm not having to push. And I wanted to use it as a real instrument on this album, and not just a conveyor of lyrics, because all of my songs, so many of them anyway, are story songs. And so the story kind of takes the precedent over the voice for me. I mean, like for instance, in most of the other records I recorded, we record a basic track, and then we've got 2 days left or 1 day left, and they say, okay, let's do the vocals.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And that's the case with a lot of us who have to make records on the run because we don't have much money. So...
Okay.
So the idea behind this was to spend a little more time doing that. And so that's why I wanted to work with Duncan Stitt at a writer's room, because it offered me a little more freedom to work on songs and to develop how I wanted my voice to sound. And so that's one of the reasons it's different. But it's also, I wanted to just... focus on songs that really meant something to me, mm-hmm. rather than songs that I thought I could get on a movie or in a TV series or that would get some notice from other artists or whatever. I just wanted to do what I felt like heart-wise.
And it shows. It shines through. And I think, again, that's why I believe people respond to this so strongly. Like I said, I've been hearing it a lot on the station.
Honored.
You know, more and more out there. Well, there's such a diverse group of people here that you've reached across that whole bandwidth of DJs and programmers and staff. That's important that something touches people. And Lord knows, these are difficult times. We all get that. Something like this that reaches through, I believe, to our spirit and our hearts,
mm-hmm.
is so significant and more, as you say, personal. But let's listen to John's voice. Let's give a listen to one of these songs. You chose this first one to play, Silver Necklaces.
Yeah, Silver Necklaces. I like that.
Okay. Well, we'll stay with that.
Okay.
I like it too, and let me make sure I have it queued up properly. This is John Coyneman. He's live here in the studio with us at KXCI. This is from his new CD called Under the Sun, the tune Silver Necklaces.
I remember those who came long before me, and now are gone. Those who laid these strong foundations that I used to build upon. Even though I they came. Even though I never knew if they wore silver necklaces or iron chains. Silver necklaces or iron chains. They are all my kin, all my name, their hopes and
you've been listening to the song Silver Necklaces, Iron Chains by John Coyneman. He is sitting right here in the studio of KXCI with me. Happy to see you, John. Thanks for stopping in today.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Gosh.
I really appreciate it. And I was just thinking of the end of that song, Silver Necklaces, and how When I first wrote it, I kind of liked the idea of it just going on endlessly at the end. But when we were actually mixing it, Tony Gilkison mixed it with another really fine musician and producer, Alfonso Rodenas. Mm-hmm. After they mixed it, and it was like, I really liked the whole way they did it, I said, don't you think is it going on too long? You know, because it's like almost a 6-minute song. And they both said, no, you just need to leave it the way it is.
Are you happy with your voice in that one?
And I'm happy with my voice a lot. We left it really dry in the beginning and then built on the reverb in the voice as the song moved on. So I really like it. I'm really happy with how I sing. And a lot of times I'm not very happy because I never think I got quite enough time or I never had enough, I don't know whether it's confidence or enough power that I could take it wherever I wanted to. And I felt like that I could in this record, in this song.
Well, you approach these songs with not just ownership, but with a lot of authenticity and depth. So I think it's also, I'm going to say, and this is a compliment, it's a bit of a product of getting a little older. People are not not so insecure about their skills. I mean, I watched the Linda Ronstadt movie recently, the documentary, and it's fascinating because she never thought she was good enough. And she's got this jaw-droppingly beautiful voice, and it's like, what?
I know, it is.
So I guess that's really a performance thing for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
I'm just not good enough, huh?
Well, and also, when I'm writing something that I really believe in, like this Silver Necklaces, and I'm singing lyrics that I really believe in and resonate with me on a deep level, I can sing that much easier than I can sing a love song, say, for instance.
Yeah, that's
it's always a little easier for me to do that.
That's where the authenticity comes from. Yeah. Not only that, but the ownership of the song. That's a beautiful song and stunning in the contrast of the it's a visual contrast for me, silver and iron. You know.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's supposed to, you know, it's a song about me feeling a connection with everybody in this country, the good and the bad, because it wasn't written as a political song because of all the divisions in the country, but one person who reviewed it, Greg McNamee, asked me about the politics in it, and I said, well, I don't really look at it politically, but I do see it as we're all part. We all have the same kind of cultural DNA. I mean, we're here. We're all part and parcel of a product of slavery and genocide and repression, but then all the other good things that are part of this country too. So
yeah, and it's good to be reminded of all of that we all do share that commonality on some levels, and so that's what these songs are bringing out for people. I think again, that's why they resonate with a lot of folks.
Yeah, and this one, one thing it was really difficult to stay away from was the fact that I'm really privileged being white and coming from a middle class family and being born in this country and all of that stuff. When you think about people's lives now in the world as a whole, but we're really lucky.
We are very fortunate
to be white for one and be in this country.
Yeah. Yeah, there's you just need to take one step back from your immediate little world and say, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy, there's a lot to think about there.
When I said white, I don't want that to go out to the airwaves wrong.
No, it didn't.
I realize when I say I'm white and it's a privilege, it's only because I happen to be born.
That was an accident of birth.
An accident of birth, that's true.
A random nature of birth. Oh, what great stories you tell, John. Changing it slightly, this song, Struck by Lightning. I remember you telling us the story about this.
It is. It's a true story. It's a true story about my son and his wife, Anjanette. Before they got married, they had had a long relationship as friends but never had really thought about extending it into being married. but they were camping out in the Gila wilderness and one summer and got caught in a thunderstorm in those pretty dangerous valleys and arroyos there in the Gila wilderness. And they got caught in a thunderstorm and severe lightning, and while they were crossing the river trying to get back home, they got struck in the river.
Yike.
and it didn't hit them directly, but it was close enough so it stunned them, and they were so frightened by the whole experience they ended up driving home.
Oh my gosh.
That same day. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of days later they came over to our house and said, "We're going to get married." while we still can. And okay. And so they told us a story about it, and it was pretty funny because it was a perfect image of being, you know, being struck by lightning, literally falling in love with somebody figuratively and then being struck by lightning. It's a kind of the same thing.
It kind of is the same thing. That's the way the world unfolds for a lot of folks. Let's give a listen to this song. It's just a wonderful a variety of styles and songs and stories that you have on here. But this one's, it's kind of lighthearted, although being struck by lightning is in no way anything less than serious, but the way you present this is just wonderful. Will you all be the judge of that? This is John Coyneman right here in the KXCI studios, Struck by Lightning. Struck by Lightning, John Coyneman right here in the KXCI studios from his new release, Under the Sun. What a great story that tells. It's just, yes. Like you said.
I love to tell that story. I tell it so often that I don't bother to on stage, but it's just a wonderful, wonderful story.
And we're happy they lived to tell the tale about that they, being struck by lightning in the Gila wilderness.
That they lived to tell. Yikes. Tell about it.
All right, John, I told you I had a surprise question for you. Here it goes.
Okay.
That's John Coyneman. You have had a bit of a movie acting career. You were involved with Dances with Wolves as the music director, and you were in The Postman.
In The Postman, uh-huh.
Yeah, and your son was in that, too. I happened across this film made in 1983 called The Touch.
The Touch?
Yeah, Kevin Costner's in that.
That's a new name for it.
Oh, okay. It's about a woman gambler.
Yeah, it was called Stacy's Nights.
Okay,
originally. Stacy's Nights. And they had another name, too.
Yeah, well, I watched it. It's not maybe anybody's stellar, best film ever kind of work, but it's entertaining, and I like checking things out. But I'm watching this, the credits scroll by, and I stopped. I had to pause the film because right there in the credits, listed as The Stiff, was John
Coyneman. That was me. Well, if you watch that movie and you see 2 feet emerging under a blanket as the medics are carrying somebody to the morgue, that's me. However, I want to say, wait just a minute. I want to say I actually did have a part in there as a taxi driver.
Oh, you did? I missed that. I'll have to go rewatch.
And they cut it out.
Oh, shoot. So you only made it as a stiff.
I made it as a stiff. But it was a great experience because my two friends, Jim Wilson, who ended up being Kevin's producer that produced many of Kevin's early great films, mm-hmm. and Michael Blake, my old friend who wrote Dances with Wolves, we were in a workshop together in downtown LA, and they were going to make this movie, and they put out street auditions for trying to find an inexpensive, good-looking actor to play the role, and they came back one evening to a workshop and said, hey, we found this really cool guy. He's a cross between Robert De Niro and Jackson Brown. And I said, what's his name? And they said, it's Kevin Costner. And he hasn't been in, he's been in a couple of USC films and stuff, but he's really cool. And so thus began a pretty incredible story.
Oh, my God.
For those three guys.
Well,
I mean,
sure.
It ended up with Dances with Wolves.
Yeah. My gosh.
It is an amazing story.
There's some great stories out there, and sometimes they have nothing to do with music, but they're amazing stories, and you're really good at getting those.
And then Kevin started to come out to hear my band, and then that was how that all got started with me and him.
And then the Machine Guns down in L.A. sent you to Tucson.
The Machine Guns sent me here. Yeah.
We're delighted that you're here, John. You're such an integral part of our creative community. And you've wrapped in some other local artists. You've got Nick Coventry playing violin and mandolin in here, and Duncan on keyboards, Tony Gilgeson on guitar, Will Klipman on percussion. Always nice to hear from Will. And Sabra Falk, harmony vocals. Wonderful.
Yeah. And Larry Cobb, of course, on drums, and Blair Forward on bass, and Blair produced it, co-produced the album with me. We've been partners for a long time, and so a lot of good, great contributions here. And Will Klipman did a lot of great stuff on a number of songs that never made it to the record. But he did some really, really cool stuff and was wonderful to work with.
So, speaking of such things, where can people purchase this record if they want, or download, or whatever?
You can purchase it on, go to my website, johncoyneman.com, if you want to get an actual CD, johncoyneman.com, but it's available everywhere right now, for free.
Oh.
Yeah. You can download it anywhere on the internet. It's in Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, CD Baby. All you have to do is go on and find my name, and you can just get them for free.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's the nature of the world.
That's cool. Yeah,
today.
It is.
And,
it is.
And it's fine. That some people will buy CDs, and many won't, but the music gets out there in a much bigger way, I think, than it used to, for me anyway.
And the fact that you're willing to share it in that manner, and we are a global, we're all connected globally with this internet, yeah. And so that's excellent. The little video that you made that you put on a thumb drive for us, it's stunning. It's an absolutely stunning visual treat. It's not a whole lot of jumping around or flashy lights or things. It's just a stunning piece, and it starts small and local and goes global, which I just love. And it's got NASA and International Space Station footage too.
Yeah, and then a lot of my desert photographs.
I figured.
And it's I really like that little video. I really enjoy it. And I wish I could give you can go to my channel on YouTube and get and watch it, or you can find it on Facebook under my name. But it's a sweet little video, and it means a lot to me.
Yeah.
And I've gotten a lot of great response from it, and it's the first real video of this kind that I've ever made that's more of an art-type video, and there's going to be a lot more coming from this record, too.
So that was my next question. What are your next plans? Are you going on tour with any of this, or pretty much letting the internet take care of that?
I might do some touring next year.
Okay.
There's been some talk about that, but nothing really planned right now. I'm going to do another show at EXO sometime in January that we've been talking about, and then I'm going to be doing a show in Tubac, definitely, with Ted Ramirez out there, mm-hmm. and part of that community, our musical outreach. And but that's it for right now. I'll just be focusing on making videos and doing a few things around town.
Doing a few things around town,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Including next Saturday, John Coyneman will be having a CD release party at the Hotel Congress Plaza. Doors at 7. It's Saturday, October 26th. And he's giving anybody who shows up with a donation to Voices from the Border, you'll get a free CD with that kind of donation. Mm-hmm. But you can see him if you live here in Tucson, and you can see him perform these songs live. Let's go out with the song that has been getting quite a bit of airplay. It's the song that's on your video, and this, I think, the first time I heard this at EXO Roast, I was in tears, John. This is such a beautiful song, and one that we so need to hear. I think that's the thing.
Well, let me tell you a quick story.
Please
about
do.
It,
take about a long
this
story.
Video. It's interesting because we've been playing it at the Kevin Costner band, KCMW, for quite a while, and had put it on a record, but the record never really got released, and just sat there. And I've always wanted to make a version of my own. And so, when we did this last show in Las Vegas with Kevin, we had a little party afterwards, and this lady comes up to me, and she's really nice, and she's in her 30s, and she said, "Did you write Love Is Everywhere?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Well, you know, I would like to take that to the moon with me the next time I go." And I thought, well, that's what I thought
cool.
of it as, just figuratively.
Sure.
I thought, wow, well, that's pretty, that's a really nice line. I want to take it to the moon with you. And she said, "I mean, really?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, I'm an astronaut."
Get out.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she said, "My name's Yvonne Kegel, and I'm an astronaut." And she said, "And the next time I go out, I'm going to take this song with me."
Oh, John, that's
yeah,
wonderful.
And it's so cool. So, so I'm in the process of wanting to get my version exposed. And so I thought, well, this kind of fit right in with my idea of a video for it. And those who've seen the video now understand what it was all about and how it all got started.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really, really, and it's amazing.
Yes, yes, it is.
And eventually this song will be out there.
It's already out there in a lot of ways. It's gotten a lot of, like I said, I've been hearing it on KXCI. That spreads the ripples out there. And we thank you for that, John.
Thanks.
You for that. Let's play this tune. It'll wrap up today's interview here with John Coyneman. Love Is Everywhere. It's from his newest release called Under the Sun. Again, John will be in concert next Saturday at Hotel Congress on the Plaza. And I'm going to just wrap up with this song. John, thank you so much. It's always a joy.
Thanks, Ruby, for having me.
Here we go. it's going out to the moon.
This is for the innocent ones in the prison yards, for the wayward sons and the battle scars. This is for the wanderers in the old cafe, for the lonely girls and the runaways. Oh, I remember long ago when you told me love is everywhere. There were times I could almost feel it in the air. And now it seems as if there's almost too much suffering for the world to bear. And it seems as if so many of us can't find love anywhere. And this is for the old ones far away from home. This is for everyone who is struggling to be free, for us and them, for you and me. Oh, I remember long ago when you told me love is everywhere. As if there's almost too much suffering for the world to bear. And it seems as if so many of us can't find love anywhere. But I know it's there.
John Coyman right here on KXCI Community Radio. We just had him in the studio for a nice long conversation. John's new release, Under the Sun, and from that we heard Love is Everywhere. Thanks, John. Always thanks. Much gratitude for that. Again, you can catch him in performance next Saturday at the Hotel Congress Plaza concert series. Yep.